The Gus Old Ivanhoe Grammar boys have got to stick together, so I'm recommending a vote for the candidate on this resolution. But I have actually got a couple of serious points to make. Firstly, it's terrific that he's not trying to hide the ION experience. A lot of directors do try and have the old CVs at convenience in these type of situations, so well done for that, Mr. Pizzi. In terms of our position going forward, the relationship with Alcoa is obviously very important. Now, Mr. Pizzi was on the other side. He was actually within the Alcoa camp when we had our big spat around the demerger back in 2001. He then subsequently joined the WMC board in 2003 when he was returning to Australia. Now, a lot of us are sitting here and saying, why can't Alcoa take us out at a big premium? Why can't they do a BG with Origin, offer us $8-$9 a share and take us out, rather than having tilts at Alcan, getting into bed with the Chinese and buying up shares in Rio, and they're allocating their money to other places. And I'd just like to hear from Mr. Pizzi about his current relationships with Alcoa. Does he feel that he's a bridge builder? Does he have good relationships in with the Alcoa board, the Alcoa Australia management, or have they fallen out, and would they see this appointment as a red rag to a bull and an inflammatory appointment? So how is he getting on these days with his former bosses of the 33 years? And I'd make the point that he did do a great job for Alcoa whilst he was there. I was the press secretary in the Kennett government tackling him over subsidised power back in the mid-90s, and he was a very wily competitor. He briefed the press and managed the public battles very effectively, and Alcoa's made a fortune, and so have we, out of those smelters. So he was very effective at that. And how are the relations with Alcoa at the moment?
Once again, thank you, Mr. Main. To my knowledge, Mr. Pizzi had no involvement in the approach that Alcoa made to Western Mining many years ago. As far as the way Alcoa allocates its capital, I think you would go to the Alcoa board, annual meeting, which, given your interest in annual meetings, maybe you'll do it. I think it's on next week. And you could ask them the question then. As far as John Pizzi's role on the Alumina board, we considered, we had a bit search before we appointed John. We discussed with John his background. We were obviously fairly well aware of it. We recognised there was potential for conflict of interest, and it's something which we gave very serious thought to as a board before appointing John, having satisfied ourselves completely that John would act in the interest of Alumina. I understand that John has cordial relationships with many of his ex-Alcoa colleagues, both in Australia and in the United States and in other places in the world, and I can understand why, because he did make a major contribution to that company and would have formed many friendships over that time.